LaFleur's new head football coach, Chris Raymond. He starts his second stint as the LaFleur head football coach. He's a graduate of LaFleur High School, so he definitely knows what it means to be part of the orange and green. And he comes down from the Selma area again with his second stint. Coach, good morning and welcome to the Prep Sports Report.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Coach, this is your second stint taking over the LaFleur Rattler program that is now playing in a tough 5A region. Talk to us about you taking over the job a second time and one of the reasons you wanted to come back to LaFleur High School.
Well, you know, it was a opportunity to come back and be close to family. You know, my mother's getting up in age, my wife and my mother's, you know, we both are from the Mobile area, so it's just an opportunity for us both to get back close to family.
I know you were the head coach at Selma High School, and you made your roots there after leaving LaFleur. You spent 1 year at Sumter Central and then were for Wetumpkins offensive coordinator, but you have an offensive mindset, and that's one of the reasons William Henderson, the principal at LaFleur, hired you. And talk to us about the way the game is changing, especially offensively playing 5A football.
Well, you know, in today's age, you know, kids want the ball in their hands, and I'm a firm believer that if you have a plenty of great athletes, you want them to have the football. You want to give them the opportunity to make plays. So, you know, I just love what I do, and, you know, we just try and spread the ball around as much as possible.
Coach, when will y'all do spring training this year?
We're probably going to start at first week in May and try and wrap up on the 17th with a spring game against Blount High School.
Well, that'll be good. Where are y'all going to play that game?
It's going to be at Blount High School.
Again, an opportunity to come in and take over this LaFleur Rattler program. We're speaking with Chris Raymond, who's the new head football coach at LaFleur High School. And I say new, he's not new to the Rattler program, being a 1988 LaFleur graduate. I know he's excited to get down there. You had an opportunity to make the playoffs and make a great run to the quarterfinals with a team that included Danny Woodson and some other great guys. And now you're having an opportunity to spread that orange and green tradition. What is it about the LaFleur tradition and Coach Jesse that you learn the most from?
Well, praying for Coach Jesse, you know, he just gave us a mindset that, you know, nothing in life is going to come easy. You have to work for everything that you get. And I just want to translate that to the kids, you know, and let them understand that you can be from the Tomaville area or from LaFleur High School and go on and play major college football.
And that's an opportunity. When you look at this 5A Area 1, you're playing against teams like Vigor and Faith Academy, and you're also playing against Jackson, Centronell, Satsuma, and Wilcox Central. You've seen the dynamic switch from 6A to 5A, because when you were the head coach, you guys were playing in 6A, but those are some very tough region opponents that you'll be facing. And I know you're just concentrating on LaFleur, but now that the field house is built, the Bill Jesse Fieldhouse, and you have the opportunity to get in and lift weights and learn your team, what will be the focal point, not only in May after you finish your spring game, but going into June and July and August as well?
Well, my focal point is to instill discipline, determination, and a work ethic that, you know, everybody we play is going to try and outwork everybody. You know, you know, like I said, we want to be a well-disciplined team. We want to be tough. You know, we want to be tough and physical in every aspect of the football game.
Well, I tell you what, Coach, I know you're going to do a wonderful job having an opportunity to learn your team and instill your type of discipline and offense coming up this 2019 season, rather. And we're looking forward to seeing you in the orange and green and stalking those sidelines again, Coach.
I just, like I said, thank you for having me. You know, I just want to just send a shout out to everybody who has congratulated me and my wife on being making the move back to Mobile.
Well, we're excited to have you back in this Mobile, Alabama community. I know Tomoville's excited, and being a LaFleur Rattler, you know what Alumni Weekend means to those who wear the orange and green. And again, Coach Chris Raymond joining us this morning on the CNC Financial and Auto Sales Communication Lines right here on the Prep Sports Report. Coach, we'll be talking to you very soon.
Thank you for having me.